So, now, when you think back to that story, well, let's just do it as a freshman. Chris, tell me about another experience you had at work that you really enjoyed, a specific one. But find a real one, not a theoretical one.
Yeah, it was when I was working with a client and we had a really phenomenal outcome and I got feedback from her. It was just fantastic and I knew I did a great job and it was life-changing and transformational for her and very rewarding.
Okay, excellent. So just do that with your partner. Tell you about another specific actual work experience that you had. Did you enjoy it? It's just tell me about a work experience you enjoyed. So now we're sorting for chunk size. And usually you only have to ask that question, tell me about a work experience once, and you'll be able to identify a lot of them. We're going to break it down so you get more than one try at it. Chunk size, general versus specific. In other words, are people big picture people or more detail oriented? And the way to know that is the level of detail that they give you back in their answer. So if you think about Chris, what did she give us? Did she give us a lot of detail? A lot of specific information? Very little, right? She just said, I had a client. Which client? Under what circumstances? How did she see them? Where? None of that. I saw a client. We had a great experience. We were successful. I felt really good about it. And she gave us just a few vague sentences.
But in her prior answer, she gave a lot of detail.
She gave more detail in the prior answer.
That's right.
So you can work both sides of
this. Everybody
so
can.
So what's she telling you then? Not everybody. She's kind of in the middle, right? She does both. Yes.
Contextually, how interested she is in what she's telling. How important it is to her.
Well, maybe how important it is to her. It could be related to that, and it also could be related to there's slightly different contexts in her job. One is working with an individual, the other is working in planning a training and putting it together, so putting a program together. So there's different things. But what I'd be getting now, she could do both of them. Now, how many of you are big picture people? More big picture. How many of you are more good at details since being specific? Now, if you're somebody that some of you are good at both, right?
Yeah. You can have a big picture, but when you take a detail, some plot, you can enlarge and be detailed.
Yeah. Okay, I agree. So some people have both qualities. It's if you're a big picture person and somebody's given you a lot of details, what's your experience with that? Listen to the tonality.
You mean you don't want to hear about Tim's shovel collection and the color of each shovel and the size
and
all the different ways
the
he uses yeah. them?
So
it's like get to what you're talking.
They're all on sale on late night TV.
Two of each, right?
So, let's say you're a manager and some direct report's giving you a lot of detail, what's your experience going to be? It's going to be, come on, get to the bottom line, right? If you're a big picture person, what if you're a detail oriented manager and you've got a big picture direct report? And you get one sentence.
Be more specific.
Be more specific. Tell me more. I don't get what you're saying. And if you keep doing that, they're going to think, well, this person doesn't really care much about their job. So people will make judgments based on where they're coming from with these things. So if I'm a big picture, if I'm a detail-oriented supervisor, I'm going to want somebody to give me a lot of details and facts. If I'm a big picture person, I'm going to probably just want the bottom line. And one isn't better than the other necessarily. But they're going to have different skill sets. I saw a hand back here somewhere.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if I'm detail oriented, someone is very big picture.
Could you stand up? I'm sorry, it's hard to hear.
If I'm detail oriented, someone's just giving me a one sentence thing. I think he hasn't done it. He's totally lying.
He hasn't done his homework.
He hasn't done it. He's bullshitting. You know what I mean? It's just lying.
Okay, so you would even be not that they didn't even do their homework, it's that they weren't even honest.
Yeah.
So, would it depend on the context?
Of course.
Yeah, okay, good.
And also depends on whether he was just giving me the bottom line or he's just giving me, oh, everything's great, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take care of it, and I say, yeah, bullshit.
Several years ago, I was talking to two young people, they're about 14, and they said something about a movie, and I said, well, what was the movie like? And one of them went, well, it was pretty interesting. The other one started going into this excruciating detail moment by moment in the movie, and I had to stop him. They would have told me the whole movie, and it would have taken 2 hours. You know? So it was a level of different chunk size thinkers, right? Mm-hmm. One said, oh, it was good. And the other one said, wow, here's what happened, blow by blow.
And personality types, I think, big picture, driver. That's a driver person, and detail-oriented, analytical.
It's going to be more the analytical, usually, yeah. So, and again, you people might be in the middle. If you're, what kind of work do you think calls for detail orientation?
Accounting.
What do you want your bookkeeper to be?
Accounting, engineering.
Detail. I'd want my bookkeeper to definitely be very detail oriented. Exactly. Would you want your CPA to be totally detail oriented?
No.
No, I wouldn't, because that the big picture. They would need to have the concept of what you're trying to achieve with your money and that kind of stuff as well. So bookkeeper here, but accountant, probably a mix of these two things. And if you have one that's too big picture, an accountant, then they're going to probably miss the all the fine points of what needs to happen. What would you want your attorney to be?
Both.
Probably both, right? Probably both.
Specific. I want to say specific.
Yeah. Okay. So chunk size, and people, this one was one just by sort of the volume of words, you'll get the idea. And again, like with all these, the more examples you get, the more you're going to see the pattern that's there. So if you get 3 or 4 of these, you're going to get the
pattern. And what I like about Damon's comment earlier that he sells life insurance is I can imagine when you're working with customers and you're listening to their different pet meta programs, this would be useful because you can assess if somebody's more detail-oriented, so you're going to go more into detail, whereas if they're not, then he can just give them the big picture. And what do you think would happen if they were a big picture person but he started going into detail?
Their eyes roll back in their
head. Yeah, I have that happen because I tend to be more big picture. And so if I walk in and a salesperson just starts doing that, I'll be polite, but boy, it's a big turnoff. So that's another thing, is that you can use this in that kind of context. And another thing we didn't say with the meta programs, how many of you are in marketing or advertising, or you have your own business, so you do some type of sales, or you can write your ad copy with these meta programs in mind. So you could even profile the type of customer that you want to attract, then get an idea of what their meta programs are, and then literally write your ad copy to attract that specific kind of customer. So it's just endless what you can do with these.
Nancy.
Well, I was going to say, it seems like, you know, in some situations, in a lot of situations, you need both. But some people want to start with the big picture, and if you start with details, you lose them. You give them the big picture, and then you can add some details, because a lot of times they need that. Some people start with the details. You give them the big picture first, and you lost them.
You've lost them.
So
absolutely.
Sometimes it's where you're starting.
Where you start can make
a
big difference
nice
with
comment.
This, too. Yes?
Some of the best commercials out there do use these, where they start with one aspect, and then they flip it to the other side. And gives it a sense of humor, and because it's opposite, they all come to the same conclusion about the product, but in a different way, they've all joined it.
So they've kind of honored both ends of the spectrum here.